All right, guys, welcome back once again. Another hour as we celebrate A Vision Beyond 2020. We're so excited to have you with us today. If you just tuned in, you're joining us in an hour. It's really a special hour for me because I've got my pastor here, Pastor Tom Dierdorf. We were talking in our last break, Pastor, about the partnership and the work of the ministry. You said in the last interview you didn't know what passion play was. And I've got to join you in that conversation.
Yeah.
And I think there are a lot of folks listening today, they think they know what passion play is because we do a presentation either at the Civic Center for 14 years, the last 5 years has been out at the McGee Park Convention Center. We think we understand what passion play is, but I'm telling you, I didn't know. I said this the other day to one of our interviewers. My vision for passion play was as big as I could think. God, can we do this again next year? That's all the bigger I could think, never imagining that we'd be in South Africa, that we'd be in India, that we'd be in all these different places. My vision's so small. Welcome back, Pastor Tom. Good to have you with us today.
Good to be here. Again, kind of going back to the beginning, I remember when we first started, we had already made a commitment to start the ministry, having no clue what we're doing.
Right.
We've seen a script. I did get to go up to Denver and watch the play three times, three nights with a group from our church, which, by the way, the answer to will you go with me was a resounding yes. And the vast majority of the church immediately jumped in. So we start figuring out how we're going to do. We're already at a point of we need some physical stuff.
Right.
We need costumes. So sheets start showing up, and we're dyeing sheets, and I still have a picture of like 12 women across in our metal building sewing costumes. And we start building a set not knowing what we're doing at all. And in the midst of that, we had a couple. It was summertime because we did our first presentation in summer.
That's
so
right.
it was a hot season. Okay. And usually late spring, there are people and groups that come from out of town, out of state, to go do music ministry a lot on the res and a lot just in the local areas, and they kind of make a circuit. Yeah. And this couple had come, and they wanted to come and do a little concert. So they came over to the church, and we're already starting to build some sets. We're trying to put some staging together. And this guy starts asking me, what are you guys doing? And I said, well, we're starting to do passion play. And what is that? I said, well, you know, it's about the Passion Week of Christ. It's a drama with music, and it's a presentation to do to the community. And I found out he was a fundraiser for one of our Christian colleges in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So his question to me was, so how do you guys pay for this? I said, I don't have a clue. I don't have a clue. Well, how are you doing this next door? I said, we need paint. We pray for paint. Somebody drives by the church, says, I'm cleaning my shed out. I've got some paint. You need some paint.
We need lumber.
Oh, goodness gracious. We still have flats that are now down in Las Cruces. They started here. They went out to Shiprock. They ended up in Cruces.
22-year-old
throwaway lumber at a local lumber yard. It was a pile out front, and I pulled up with a really squeaky, rickety trailer that matched the lumber, and I asked about the wood, and they said, please take it. And I took it, and I loaded it, took it to some guys. They wet it down. They put it in vise. They straightened it out, and those flats were our original scenes that then went to Shiprock for 4 years, and they're out in Cruces now for their second, third year.